Samsung are the first TV manufacturer to bring 3D TVs to Australia. And on the line to talk about 3D TV is Mark Leithan from Samsung Australia. G'day, Mark.
How are you doing, Andy?
Very well. Now, of course, you guys have that competitive edge, being the first to bring the 3Ds into the Australian market. Your competitors aren't far behind, though, so I guess this is your chance to help us out, you know, answer a few questions about 3D TVs. What are the differences going to be between all of the various manufacturers on the market? There's no compatibility in terms of, you know, being able to use glasses from one set to the other, is there?
No, they're a bit like the remote controls in that there's a meter on each of the TVs, which is slightly different, so you can't use a different remote control on all the different brands, and the same thing with the glasses. The technology is quite similar in the way we're producing the 3D, but the glasses and the TVs are unique in the way they talk to each other.
Now, from what I've seen, 3D glasses across all the manufacturers, they're powered glasses. How does this how does this operate differently to, say, what we see in the cinema, where we just have the fairly plastic, flimsy glasses?
Well, we use a method called active shutter technology.
Right.
So what it basically does, if you think about the way your eyes view the world, in that each eye actually views the world slightly at a slightly different angle, what we have the TV doing is actually producing those two angles on the TV screen. And the active shutter glasses bring that image back together in your head as to full 3D. So basically what it's doing is they're working it away and blocking the vision to each eye about 120 times a second, faster than you can see. And what that does is it helps you bring the image back in 3D in your head.
Mark, when Samsung sort of first announced the TVs were hitting the market, much was made in the media of the sorts of people who wouldn't be able to watch 3D. I thought it was quite amusing. You know, it was almost front page news. You know, they're saying pregnant women, people with various conditions. Can you explain that for me when we say some people may not be able to watch 3D without experiencing some issues?
Well, like in the cinemas, there's a health warning at the beginning of a cinema that says, look, if you experience dizziness or nausea, look away from the screen. And we took the proactive view to take the same sort of stance. What 3D can do when you first take the glasses off, it can cause a little bit of dizziness when you do it because of the way that you've been looking at the vision and the depth that it gives you. It can cause some disorientation, and that's worse if your balance is already affected, like you've been drinking lots of alcohol or if you're pregnant or if you've got a predisposition, that sort of thing. So we just put a cautionary tale up there to say, look, if you're predisposed to this, just be careful because you may feel a little bit of dizziness for a couple of seconds afterwards, and we don't want you standing up and falling over and hurting yourself. So that's all it really is.
Okay. Now, Mark, let's talk LCD versus plasma. This has kind of been sort of reignited. I have had a look at one of the competitors' products who is really pushing plasma as the technology for 3D. What are your thoughts?
We do both technologies, so yes. I'm happy for that to be the case as well.
Okay.
Our view is that there are some people that like a plasma picture and there are some people that like the LED LCD picture. Okay. We're providing both technologies, so if you like the 2D version of the LED, then you'll probably like the 3D version of that. If you prefer the plasma picture, then you'll probably prefer the 3D version of that. So really, that war is... I know what our competitors are saying, and good luck to them. They only do the one brand, or one type, so they've got to say that. We're saying we do both. We're trying to make it best for the consumer. If you like a plasma picture, you'll like plasma 3D. If you like an LED picture, you'll like LED 3D. That's the way it'll probably work.
Okay. Now, I haven't had a look at the LED LCD 3D TVs, but tell me, you might be able to set me this record straight for me with this. While you're wearing the 3D glasses, if I turn my head on an angle or anything, does that, or if I'm viewing from a different angle, how does that affect the picture?
On the LEDs, it will change it. You'll either get a dimness or you'll actually lose the 3D effect because of the way the picture is being produced.
Okay, and I think
where our view is that most people, this is event TV, most people will be sitting upright watching the TV.
Okay, and that's where the plasma technology sort of comes into play because we don't have that effect, am I right to say?
That's indeed true, yes.
Now, let's also move on to some of the other technology that is being introduced in TV now. With all this IPTV, or basically internet content, what's Samsung bringing?
Well, look, our TVs at the moment have 35 different applications already built in. So when you buy the TV, there'll be 35 applications there, ranging from games to YouTube to some limited Facebook applications, all sorts of things. But the exciting thing about this is that as we bring more and more applications and widgets into place, they'll actually automatically appear on your TV. So we're actually working with a number of different players at the moment to bring video on demand. onto your TV set.
How do I connect my TV to the internet? Is wireless built in, or do I have to buy a separate adapter?
You would have to buy a separate adapter. There is a wireless dongle that will go into a USB port, or you can hardwire it. If you've got your internet in that sort of area, you can hardwire your set in as well.
Okay. Now, Mark, for I guess a lot of people are saying the best way to experience these new applications and 3D TV is to try it out. And is that readily available at you know, local retailers?
Yeah, look, most of our retailers now have 3D on display and they're demonstrating IPTV. We've worked very hard with all our retail partners to make sure that they're demonstrating 3D properly and they're training it effectively, but also that their stores are set up so that you can use the IPTV function in-store and look at the different applications and maybe try some of them out.
And, of course, you've got a website, yeah?
Oh, yeah, samsung.com.
Brilliant. All right, Mark Leithan from Samsung Australia, thanks for your time.
No problem. Thank you, Andy. Thanks for yours.